Hello to all my friends in podcast land. Welcome to Real Life with Crystal, where we talk personal growth and leadership. And we are here to do life together. And I am your host, Crystal Gove. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me. And as I've said on all of my podcasts or my more recent ones, you know, we're not together in person, but I always envision, you know, virtually that we have, even though it's virtual, we have pulled up to a big round table and we are talking life and growth and leadership, and because we're doing life together and it's real life in my world. And so, but today I want to think of that we have done that, but we're just kind of gathering for a pep talk, so to speak, of encouragement, not a pep talk like we've done something wrong, but an encouragement, reminding each of us of our value and that we matter, you matter, what you're doing matters. And because we all need that encouragement, you know, encouragement is oxygen for the soul. And, you know, we all have those days, I believe, or maybe it's just me, where, you know, we can feel like we've been doing something consistently day after day after day. We're doing this thing and whatever it may be, and we're just not seeing any fruit of it. We're not seeing what we would call success. And that's a whole nother subject, but we just feel like maybe we're doing this and it doesn't matter. Nobody sees, we're not making a difference. So today, and whoever hears this message, and I trust that every person will hear this message at the time that they need to. It will always apply. So to that person that feels today like what they're doing doesn't matter, what they're doing is not producing any results, nobody sees it, it's not impacting anybody, and you just feel like maybe you're wasting time, I want to encourage you to keep doing the thing. Now, you know, consistency is key. Consistency is, it's crucial to living into our purpose, to becoming all that we were created to be, because consistency means, you know, continuing to do the same thing. A friend of mine, a very powerful mentor that speaks into my life every week. Every time we are on a call, I believe, she says, small actions over time lead to great change. And her name is Marissa Nilsson. If you ever have the chance to hear her, you come across any of her content, I challenge you to tune in and read it. Your life will be enriched. But she says, small actions over time lead to great change. And she says she puts that where she sees that every single day. And that's huge. And that's what being consistent is. You know, those small things that we maybe think don't matter, nobody sees, it's not producing anything, you know, keep doing them because we're planting seeds. And when you plant seeds, there's a process before the harvest, but there will be a harvest. And so those can be seeds for good or seeds for bad. If they're seeds for bad, we don't want to plant that. But I want to focus on planting the good seeds, on the actions that are going to lead us to living into our purpose and living fully into that person that we were created to be. And so that's what we're talking about today. Continue doing those things. And imagine that you are planting seeds and there will be a harvest. I promise you there will be a harvest. But there's that time of growth, you know, and growth takes time. There's no overnight success. And so small actions over time lead to great change, just as my friend Marissa says. And you know, doing those things consistently, we're going to get better. You will get better. Nobody starts an expert. And that's another thing. You may think, well, I'm just not good at this. I can't do this. And if you heard my last podcast, I talked about the voices of sabotage. So go back and listen to that if you have not heard that. And it addresses those voices that are telling us those negative things. So you get better. It doesn't matter if you, you know, fail. You've just learned another way that didn't work. But nobody starts out an expert. So be consistent and keep doing those things. I promise you it will pay off. And be patient. We have to be patient with ourselves. Be patient, but persistent and consistent. Continue daily doing that. And like I said, I just wanted to share my heart and encourage you, whoever is hearing this, whenever. If you feel like you don't matter, your actions that you feel you're to be doing, those things are not mattering, it's not making a difference, I want to encourage you to switch the talk that may be going on in your mind and know that you're planting seeds and know that growth takes time. And know you are going to get better and be patient because, you know, it, like I said, as I've mentioned before, those people that we feel are the experts on doing what we want to do or whatever, we think, oh, I wish I could be that good. They got there by consistently, daily doing the thing, practicing, whether it's speaking, writing a book, the list is endless. Whatever it is that you feel that you are called to do, work on that every single day. And remember, small actions over time lead to great change. And so if you're feeling today that you're hitting a wall and you're discouraged and you think you don't matter, I want to encourage you. You do matter. What you're doing matters. You're planting a seed. You're planting seeds that will produce a harvest. And just have to be consistent, and daily do what you know to do, because that's where the key to success is in your daily agenda. Is what's going to produce your results. So. Are you doing the things daily that are going to get you to where you want to go? So this is a very short episode, but hopefully it's encouraged you. We all need that encouragement, and I know that I do. And, encouragement is oxygen to the soul. So be consistent and hang in there and keep pushing forward. Keep failing forward. Keep being consistent and doing the thing you know to do every single day. And know it takes time. Be patient with yourself, but you are worth it. You were created for a special purpose, and no one else can do the thing that you were created to do. And so press on. There's people waiting on you to use the gifts that you were created to do. And that brings to mind another thing that one of my mentors spoke a couple weeks ago, that someone's future is waiting on you. And so if you think you don't matter, you do. Someone needs to hear your voice and your story. That is, you know, I'm so passionate about putting that in everybody's mind, that they truly believe that someone is needing to hear their voice and their story. They could hear that same thing from me and it not even touch them, but they hear it from you and it changes the entire trajectory of their life. So today, be encouraged, keep pushing forward, keep planting those seeds, keep being consistent, and know you will have a harvest and you matter and you are going to impact lives that you don't even realize right now. And someone needs to hear your voice and your story. So just keep on keeping on and it will pay off. So till next time, my friends, be well and let's keep pushing forward. You are worth it and the world awaits you.